You reach for the top olive oils and invest in the best pans. But in the kitchen, how well do you care for your greatest tool, your hands? When mine take a beating cooking and cleaning, which is often, I use Bag Balm to work its wonders on my poor, distressed skin. Created 125 years ago on a Vermont dairy farm, their soaps smell great and clean hands without stripping moisture, and their fast-absorbing lotion means I can quickly get back to cooking. Treat your hardworking hands to Bag Balm, every chef's best friend. Use code FOOD52 for 20% off your order on bagbalm.com. Good through 2024.
At Total Wine & More, find the best gifts for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for sis or a single barrel bourbon that dad will love. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21. Where can you find the best gifts at great low prices that everyone will love? At Total Wine & More, of course, with so many great bottles to choose from. Find something for everyone on your list, whether it's a Cabernet for your sis, sparkling wine for a coworker, or a single barrel bourbon for dad. And if you need any help, just ask one of their friendly guides for advice. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hey everyone, I'm Amy Schuster, and I spent the better part of a year behind the scenes helping to produce the Genius podcast. And today I am guest hosting this week's Genius episode while Kristen is enjoying her sabbatical. It has been raining, pouring all day here in sunny Portland, Oregon. Okay, that was a joke. It's always raining. But I'm going to be cooking a comforting vegetarian dish, which is the perfect answer to a cold, rainy Portland day or wherever you live. It is Victoria Granoff's pasta con ceci. Those who know me from my early food blogger days know that I love to support my local restaurants. But now, as a new mom, it has been super tricky as of late to go out, sit in a restaurant with a very picky and very often loud toddler. He hasn't quite got that restaurant etiquette down yet. So, I'm always looking for something fast, like any parent, to make at home, which won't break the bank. Kristen turned me on to one of her favorite, super quick, super easy, go-to Genius dishes that is both family-friendly and cooks faster than Elmo can finish his happy dance. Parents, you know what I'm talking about. I love this recipe because it reminds me of that tomato-y canned pasta soup that I used to eat as a kid after school. But here it is. Not the same, but similar. In essence, it's a super rich, full of body, protein-packed, in this case, because of the chickpeas, complete with fresh, toasty, nutty, smashed garlic, which, I can never have too much garlic. It's so good. Best of all, it's cooked all in one pot, and you probably already have all the ingredients in your home. Pasta e ceci simply means pasta with chickpeas. And if you love pasta e fagioli, you'll love this too. It's basically pasta with beans and a yummy, yummy sauce. Without further ado, here is Victoria Granoff's pasta con ceci. Here we go. Okay, what you're gonna need for this recipe, not much. 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, plus a little more for drizzling after it's all done. 3 cloves of garlic, peeled, smashed, and 3 tablespoons of a good tomato paste. I have one that I had frozen from a can, and it's a good tomato paste. I'm gonna use that up and it's gonna be perfect. 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, and 1.5 cups of cooked chickpeas. That's basically 1 15-ounce can. You're gonna drain them and rinse the beans. I know Kristen doesn't like to stray too much from her recipes, but I actually one time substituted northern beans because I didn't have garbanzos, and it turned out really fabulous. So just so you know, you can definitely experiment. Don't feel like you have to be glued to the beans or even to the pasta. You're gonna use 1/2 cup of uncooked ditalini pasta. This recipe works perfect with elbow macaroni. So you can use another small shape, something like, you know, macaroni or just anything kind of small that cooks quick. I've made this recipe a few times now, and I think that the type of pasta is actually a little important because you don't want to be cooking this thing forever. So just don't go too crazy with anything too thick. Not to say it won't taste great. Just might take a little longer on the stove. If you want to add a little red pepper flakes on top for serving, all good too. Oh, last thing. You need 2 cups of boiling water, which I recommend just getting going before you do anything else. You'll want to have it ready on the side for later. I'm just going to fill my kettle, add some water, and add the 2 cups, and just kind of have it ready because everything else is going to go very fast. And here we go. This is going to go pretty quick, guys. There's literally 4 steps. So first thing you're going to want to do is just pour a generous amount of olive oil. Not crazy, but, you know, make sure the bottom of the pan is well covered. So that's what I'm doing right now. In it goes. Glug, glug, glug. It's going to give the soup its substance and body. Second, we're going to want to get the garlic out. And I'm going to get my 3 cloves. Okay. And then we're going to smash them. Peel them, put them in that oil, and let them get nice and brown. Now the thing I would recommend is to let them brown, but don't go crazy because you don't want to scorch them. They're going to give the oil a nice nutty flavor. Don't put the heat too high. I've got it like on a medium. Not that nobody likes burnt garlic. Maybe some people do. I don't. I've got a little spatula here that I'm using to kind of flip the garlic. It's already starting to smell super good. While that's going, I'm actually going to open up my can of chickpeas, have that ready. Let's see, where's my can opener? I'm one of those people, oh here. I'm one of those people that have like an old school can opener, not an electric one. So I'm always losing it. Now it says to drain and rinse. Aquafaba is good for other uses. Just drain my chickpeas. Drying my hands. I'm gonna go check on my garlic and hopefully I didn't burn it. Oof. Yep, it's getting pretty toasty. So I am going to pop in my paste. That might splatter as you can hear, so you wanna just be a little bit careful. I just kinda moved my garlic off to the side a sec just so it wouldn't keep cooking. We are frying a good amount of tomato paste right now in this yummy garlicky olive oil. So we've actually got the browned garlic that's toasty and nutty. Get all that yummy flavor out. And then this tomato paste is looking pretty frazzled, a little gnarly. But don't worry, we're gonna break it up. We're gonna get all that yummy umami flavor out. I'm just stirring it, giving it a little mix in the oil. Smells really good. Tomato-y, nutty, olive oil-y. Okay, last step. Here we go. I'm gonna go grab my chickpeas. Told you this was quick. There they go. I'm coating the chickpeas and the tomato. And then I gotta grab my box of macaroni. I'm using just like a Barilla elbow macaroni, standard fare. Now we're going to do about 1/2 cup of the uncooked pasta. Just giving it a good stir. Make sure that every macaroni and every little garbanzo is coated with the yummy, nutty, tomato-y garlic sauce. Okay, and I think that's it. Well, one more step. I've got my boiling water off to the side. I'm going to actually pour in 2 cups. It's going to sizzle, it's going to sound great, it's going to smell great, and we're just going to wait for that pasta to cook, and then we've got our dish. Now, if you want it to be soupy, you can add more liquid. If you want it to be stewy, you can add a little less, up to you. I like it, personally, a little stewy, but right now it just looks kind of soupy, and what's going to happen is the pasta is going to absorb all that liquid. You know, I've played around with this recipe a couple times. I've made it differently with some garlic chili oil that I actually got from Food 52 as a gift from Kristen, and I use it in everything. It's like a garlic olive oil with chili, and so it's a little bit spicy, so it's really good. Oh, I've added vegetables. I've added chopped up kale and other greens to jazz it up. It's really versatile. You could just leave it as is, too. Hear me out. Like, the beauty of this dish is that it's so simple. It really only takes 4 ingredients. You got a meal. I literally make this recipe whenever I can't think of something, because I know it's like a winner and it's so quick and easy, and I usually have all of the ingredients. You can add some more olive oil at the end after you serve it up, or some crushed red pepper flakes if you like a little spicy. I might add a little pinch of salt if it needs it. All right. The pasta is done and it tastes so good. It's so garlicky, which I love. And let me see, I'm going to have another bite. It's hot. Oh, yeah. It's really comforting on a nice cold day, which today in Oregon was super cold. So I'm going to enjoy this wholeheartedly. Thank you so much, Kristen, for turning me into such a genius, quick and easy and relatively inexpensive meal to make. I appreciate it. My kiddo appreciates it. This is another genius recipe I will keep in my back pocket. Yeah, oh, if you want to see a video of this on the Food 52 website, Kristen's got one. This particular dish. We'll put a link to it in our show notes. So that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for cooking with me. I hope you try it, riff on it, and let me know what you think. Let Kristen know what you think. You follow her on Instagram, shout her out there, chime in with any comments or fun variations you might make. This is Amy Schuster. Thanks. Bye.